Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's a Monday here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. And listen, if you need more than this weekend in sports to get your blood pumping, you need to go to a doctor or you're not a sports fan. Kate Constable in for Jakes today. So, Kate, over the weekend, we had college football. The final rankings are set for the college football playoff. We have the Chiefs now teetering on the brink of missing the playoffs. We had Josh Allen being Josh Allen over the weekend. So I will say, every single weekend I say, like, this was the best weekend in sports thus far. And now I'm sitting here saying the exact same thing. It feels like we had another banner weekend when it came to watching football.
It was a massive weekend in the NFL. Mm. I mean, college football, too. Like, I guess you can't forget about Saturday whatsoever. But watching the scores, so I was calling a basketball game yesterday when the early window was happening. And so I just kept refreshing and, like, keeping my eye on these scores. And, like, I mean, the Bills Bengals game, like, score after score, and you have Burrow throwing touchdowns, and then you have Burrow throwing interceptions, and the Titans beating the Browns, and the Vikings and JJ McCarthy, 9, coming up big, not just scoring 9 points, 31-0 over the Commanders, and I'm like, what in the world is going on today? The Bucks are lose to the Saints. Like, it was a wild day in NFL, and then we had the afternoon window, Packers and Bears was phenomenal, Chiefs go down at night. Like, you really could not have asked for a better day all around. Like, I feel like, Chelsea, a couple times this season we've had, like, just total duds in the late window or a number of duds in the early window. And it's like, okay, fine, like, that happens. But, like, it's felt like almost every game was just really good yesterday.
I will say in the late window, like, things looked like they were getting out of hand for a bit, like when the Packers were kind of ahead. But then we had a great game there. And some of it's like what the game is that you get to watch regionally. And luckily we did have the Packers and the Bears because that ended up being a good game. But I think the other games were like the Rams and the Cardinals. That was not a good game. I'm trying to think what the other one was.
Broncos, I
think
it was, and Raiders. Like, the Seahawks. Well, I guess
Broncos and Raiders.
The afternoon's good for me because of, I mean, I was locked in on Packers Bears. So I had the other two games up on separate TVs, but, like, those actually weren't all that great score-wise. But Packers-Bears certainly delivered.
Yeah, especially because the divisional implications as well. Like, it wasn't just a great game down to the final seconds. It's such a tight race for the NFC North. And it's wild to me, as you look across the NFC, there are some good teams that are going to be left out of the playoffs. And, like, as we'll talk about the Chiefs, like, the Chiefs stand with a losing record. So you have nobody to blame but yourselves. Because imagine if the Chiefs were in the NFC. They wouldn't even have a chance.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, the Chiefs deserve to be left out of the playoffs with how they've played this season.
Right.
The Chiefs have not been the Kansas City Chiefs, the dynasty team. Like, I don't feel bad for the Chiefs at all. You haven't been playing well enough to make the playoffs right now. You still have a great roster. Mm-hmm. You still have a great quarterback. You still have a great head coach. Like, you can't take those things away from the Chiefs, but you're not playing good complementary football in all three phases well enough to win games. You don't deserve to be in the playoffs. So, but yeah, going back to the NFC, like, you have the Lions as the 8th seed, the Bears, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Bears went into yesterday as the number one seed in the NFC. That loss to the Packers drops them to 7th. That's how competitive it is in the NFC right now, which is absolutely wild. Packers are now 2nd behind the Rams.
It's crazy to me that, like, for the longest time, I think people looked at the Kansas City Chiefs and they say, okay, they'll figure it out at some point. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're sitting here at December 8th. Like, at what point in the season do you officially give up on the Chiefs? Because for me, that was a few weeks ago. Because you watch the team, they don't even look like a good team. And granted, they do deserve some credit because they do have championship experience. It's just the things that we normally trust, like Patrick Mahomes, and I understand he didn't have a bunch of his offensive linemen last night, and we know that he absolutely looks mortal when he does not get protection. But even Andy Reid making some weird play calls when he's deep, pinned inside the Chiefs' territory, and he decides to go for it on fourth down, they don't get it, and then the Texans get great field position. That's something he hadn't done in like 27 years of coaching. So you see, you know, the drops from Travis Kelce. You see the drops from Rashee Rice. So all around, it's not just Patrick Mahomes. It is a team effort, and this team effort is bad.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea, you talk about, like, at what point of the season do you give up on the Chiefs? It was last night for me. I held out for a long time, giving the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt, because I think they deserve it. You've won 3 Super Bowls in how many previous years, or been to the Super Bowl even. But they deserve the benefit of the doubt that, okay, they can still run the table. They can still figure it out. That's over for me after last night. I mean, not only record-wise, like 16% chance of making the postseason right now. Even if they win out, 52% chance to make the postseason, and they're going to need some help from other teams, either, you know, beating other teams or those specific teams losing, whatever the outcomes might be. Yeah, I'm out on the Chiefs. I feel like a lot of people held out thinking that this Kansas City could turn it around because they have Patrick Mahomes, but it's just not their season. Things aren't clicking right. And I mean, you mentioned just weird stuff from Andy Reid, uncharacteristic stuff from everyone as a whole out of the Chiefs locker room.
Right. And I think the thing is in sports that it is incredibly difficult to be on top of the mountain for a long time. And the Chiefs have already done a damn good job of staying atop that mountain for a long time, because now this is the first year in 9 years where the Chiefs won't win their division. That's a crazy stretch. Like, according to ESPN, that is the longest stretch to win a divisional title across all of the major sports. So it is quite something. And even when you look at the postseason, it feels like the AFC Championship game is basically the Kansas City Invitational. So we knew that it was going to come to an end at some point. It's just, it's hard to see it come to fruition.
I'm double checking this stat here, but I don't think there's been a season, maybe since his, nope, I'm sorry, since becoming the starter in 2018. This is going to be, I mean, unless everything, all the chips fall Kansas City's way the rest of the season, this will be the first year since becoming the starter of the Kansas City Chiefs that Mahomes hasn't been to an AFC championship game. Chelsea, like, not just winning the division, going to an AFC championship game. That's crazy. And the thing is that, I mean, I still can't get past, and maybe some other people are already there, of like not having faith in this Kansas City team and maybe going forward. But like, once the season's over, Super Bowl ends, odds come out for next season, early looks for Super Bowl can't, like, the Chiefs are going to be a top of the board. Maybe they won't have the number one odds, because it's always, you know, the reigning Super Bowl champ has the best odds to repeat in the offseason. But the Chiefs are going to have top 5 best odds to win the Super Bowl, right? Like, this Kansas City team, as long as you have Mahomes and Andy Reid, I don't think is necessarily going anywhere. You're going to have to make some adjustments on the offensive line. You're going to have to make some adjustments defensively. But like, one bad year doesn't mean that, I don't think it means that the dynasty is fully over. I just think it's not continuing on this season.
Well, I think when it comes to like high end potential, like I do think this team has some issues that maybe they can't win a Super Bowl, but like I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to be shocked if the Chiefs make the postseason next year, because that's just crazy. No. Like they still have Patrick Mahomes, they still have Andy Reid. And again, it should be mentioned that last night they had so many injuries to the offensive line. And like we've seen this story before. Patrick Mahomes needs protection like every other quarterback across the league. So when he doesn't have that protection, he starts to make some bad throws. And statistically, last night was one of the worst games of his entire career. 14 of 33, no touchdowns, and three picks. Sacked twice, 160 yards passing. These are numbers you would expect from a rookie, not the face of the franchise and the face of the league. But maybe we should talk a little bit about the team that won the game, Kate. The
exactly.
Texans did win 20-10 as 3.5-point underdogs. CJ Stroud did just enough because his numbers were not great either. 15 of 31, 203 yards passing, a touchdown, no picks. Woody Marks pretty good on the ground, 26 carries for 68 yards and caught a touchdown pass from CJ Stroud.
I mean, the numbers that you rolled out for Patrick Mahomes, those would be numbers for CJ Stroud based on how he's playing this year. And Stroud was so much better yesterday. I mean, had his moments, but certainly played a strong game, better than he's looked throughout a lot of the season, because he struggled at a lot of the season. That defense, though, like easily top two defense in the league, right? Like
right.
That's what's that's what's made Patrick Mahomes force him into so many mistakes yesterday.
Right. So the Texans do deserve some credit here. It's not just all about the Chiefs and, you know, their fall from grace, because the Texans have come on strong down the stretch, now standing at 8-5 on the season. And again, another quality win where the defense really ruled the roost, because that's the thing. It's not like their offense is lighting up any stat sheet. It's just because their defense is so tough on opposing quarterbacks. And it feels like they're good, you know, at both levels, where they have Will Anderson, of course, on the defensive line, or a linebacker, one of the best in the game. And they have Derek Stingley Jr. on the secondary. So it's just really tough for opposing quarterbacks to get going. Like from a fantasy perspective, we knew that this was going to be a tough go for Patrick Mahomes, just based on the matchup alone. But let me ask you this, Kate. Do you think this is a Texans team that could possibly make some waves in the postseason? Have they gotten to that level?
I mean, yes, I think they can because of their defense, but you do need, like, their offense still has to play better. I don't think you're necessarily going to... They're not a Super Bowl caliber offense right now, and I think you need to have, like, a solid offense. I mean, that's not rocket science, in order to win a Super Bowl, especially with some of the teams that you're going to be going up against in the AFC to get there. And then honestly, like, I think the NFC is so stacked that you name a couple teams and I might take them over the Texans. But when you have a defense this dominant, that's their path to getting to a deep postseason run, is how good their defense has been, because you can't just rely on Nico Collins the entire postseason. Like, he's going to get taken away at some point, and there isn't enough offense for the Texans right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, it almost feels like they're the Broncos light. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Where it's a team with a very similar makeup, where the defense kind of rules the day, the offense is hit or miss. But I will say this, at least CJ Stroud has more experience than Bo Nix. And we've also seen this story before with the Texans in the postseason. Last year, I think it was, where I didn't really believe in them. They seemed like a team kind of like this year, where they just kind of made it to the postseason. You're like, oh, there's no way. I think it was either the Browns or the Chargers. And I was like, oh, they're the play. Fade the Texans. And the Texans won.
Yeah.
So they're one of those teams that kind of lives under the radar, that I think because they're not one of those like big market teams, even though Houston, like by demographics, is a very big city, we just don't really mention them with the likes of like some of the blue bloods in the NFL, like your, you know, I was going to say Baltimore and Kansas City, but LOL this year. And that's another thing. It just feels like such a topsy-turvy year, especially in the AFC, that it feels like anybody's game. So I'm not going to stand here and be like, okay, if the Texans make the postseason, they don't have a chance. I don't think they have a chance to win a Super Bowl, but I do think they could definitely play spoiler to some of the other teams in the AFC.
And, I mean, they have a great shot at winning this division still, Chelsea. So, like, they're going to get in, in my opinion, they're going to get into the postseason. I mean, I wish I had bet on them yesterday to win the division. I think you could have gotten it at like 14-1 still. Because especially with Daniel Jones' injury, that opens things up for. Yeah. I mean, the Colts are. What are they? Are they bringing Anthony Richardson in off the bench? Is he their starter going forward? Like, oof. Texans are now plus 175 to win the division. Jags beating the Colts yesterday, minus 185. But yeah, that division certainly up for grabs. And I will say, like, CJ Stroud has only continued to get better as the season has gone on. So they're a team with a lot of momentum. The win streak obviously brings a lot of that. But Stroud is playing, as much as I kind of bash on the offense, like, he continues to play better each week. And if that's going to continue to rise, rises right into the postseason.
Right, and if you look at their schedule down the stretch, it is pretty favorable. They have Cardinals at home, they get the Raiders, they go on the road to the Chargers, and then finish the season with a divisional matchup against a battered Colts team, which, oof, what an end to the season for the Colts. Felt like they were one of the contenders in the AFC, and now Daniel Jones goes down. Not so much. Notre Dame thought that they could be contenders. Not so fast, my friend. We'll talk about college football and the playoff rankings after the break on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, we're back on an overreaction Monday. And you know what? Maybe it's not even an overreaction. We'll be talking about these college football playoff rankings because, listen, Kate Constable in for Jinx today. People are big mad about these final rankings and the fact that Miami got in over Notre Dame. Notre Dame to the point where they said, you know what? We're not even going to play in a bowl game. We're declining to play in any other games because we deserve to be there. But let me ask you this, Kate. Like, I think that we can all agree that there are some things that probably need to change with the college football playoff. But is there ever going to be an operating system where everyone is happy? I just feel like no matter how many teams we have and no matter what the stipulations are, like, somebody's going to be mad and there's always going to be bickering. I feel like it is impossible to please this wide of a swath of people when you're talking about college football fans.
Chelsea, it is the Real Housewives of college football. Like, we live for the drama, right? Like, that's what it is. No, no one is ever going to be, we'll never be at a place where everyone is completely happy because that just doesn't work in real life ever. But it, when it comes to sports too, like, things are subjective. Which win was better? Was this, this team won on the road in these elements against a team that was ranked at the time? Well, that team wasn't ranked by the end of the season because they've lost seven straight. Like, you get all sorts of those different types of scenarios. And unless there is a, like, specific, I don't know, like, metric system where it's all done by computers and numbers and everything, but, like, you have human beings making these decisions, it's always going to be subjective. And when things are subjective, not everyone's going to be happy. And certainly that was the case yesterday when the rankings came out and Notre Dame was left out of the playoff.
Well, even when it was only metrics and computers, do you remember the BCS? People didn't like that either.
That's true.
But I will say, maybe if the field was wide, because I think part of the problem with the BCS is that it just picked two teams, you know, and now we have a wider swath where it's 12 teams. And like at the start of the college football season, I said this. I said, okay, if you're not one of the 12 teams, like, you had your own pathway, you should have won more games because 12 teams is a lot to draw from. But I do think after all of this, that we probably will add some more teams. Maybe there'll be some tweakments, but here's the craziest part. And I do think, you know, when these rankings were released, I did gasp. Like, I was at a church potluck, and my husband, like, reaches over the table and, like, shows me his phone. I go, and my mom was like, what happened? I said, Mom, you're not going to believe this. Notre Dame got left out of the college football playoff. Because here's the thing. All season long, when we had these rankings revealed week by week, Notre Dame was over Miami. And one would think, you know, a casual person would think, okay, since Miami and Notre Dame both did not play on the final week of the college football season and conference championship games, why would they change their opinion on these? So in case you've been living under a rock, here are the final rankings and the final teams who are in. So no surprises at the top. Indiana is your new number one after beating Ohio State in the conference championship game in the Big Ten. Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama is in despite losing badly in the SEC championship game. Miami is your final at-large bid instead of Notre Dame. And then the two teams who got in because they are conference champs are Tulane and James Madison. So let me ask you, Kate, what was your reaction when you heard that Notre Dame was not going to be playing in the college football playoff?
I didn't hourly gasp, but I was shocked. I thought there is no way Notre Dame doesn't make the playoff. One, because of, honestly, Chelsea, like, partly because of the name Notre Dame. It's one of the, if not the most storied organization in college football. There's fans coast to coast. Eyeballs will be on this game. Well, the hypothetical game that I thought was going to happen in the playoff with Notre Dame. But and we talk about, like, the money aspect in college football all the time and the networks and everything. Like, Notre Dame is kind of a cash cow. I think if you looked at ratings for Notre Dame versus Miami, probably higher for Notre Dame. So, like, that was my initial reaction, was just, like, all the off-field components that also kind of come. No one will talk about it. The committee will never say those things. But, like, that, I feel like that for the past couple of years has been part of it. Clearly not this year. I was shocked because on the football side, like, Notre Dame in the first ranking, this is after they've already lost to Miami. They were eight spots ahead of Miami in the first ranking. And they one out, won by double digits, and for the most part remained, actually not the most part, they clearly remained ahead of Miami in the rankings the entire rest of the season. So how do you have them ranked higher than Miami throughout the entire season, and then the last week you say, okay, nope, Miami's out? Now the answer to that is like JMU gets in, so like things are thrown off because of some other smaller schools getting in. I mean, obviously you have to have your group of five, but like I was very surprised, and I quite frankly, I don't really blame my Notre Dame for being mad that they're not in it.
I think they can be mad, but I don't think they should opt out of a bowl game. Like, that feels unfair to the players who maybe did want to play. Like, think about some of these kids that may not play football at the next level. Like, the bowl experience is still a fun one. So, like, that's my two cents there. But how about we listen to what college football playoff chair Hunter Yurecek said on why Notre Dame was officially left out of the college football playoff.
And once we moved Miami ahead of BYU, then we had that side-by-side comparison that everybody had been hungering for with Notre Dame and Miami. And you look at those two teams on paper, and they're almost equal in their schedule strength, their common opponents, the results against their common opponents. But the one metric we had to fall back on, again, was the head-to-head. I charged the committee members to go back and watch that game again, the Miami-Notre Dame game, because it was so far back. And we got some interesting debate from our coaches on what that game looked like as we watched it. And with that in mind, we gave Miami the nod over Notre Dame into that 10 spot.
Okay, so head-to-head only matters in the final rankings, I suppose, if the teams are right next to each other, which feels like a weird logic to me. Honestly, I feel like the better logic, if I was on the committee, I would have said, okay, the week-to-week rankings are prisoners of the moment. And it's like, okay, we can't change it that much, like, based on stuff that doesn't happen. But at the final, you know, in the final rankings, those are overall rankings for the entirety of the season. And in fact, I think a lot of people are clamoring for the fact that, why do we even have rankings during the season if they don't matter according to the final rankings? Like, I understand they want to draw attention to college football. They want viewership. They draw this out with a TV show on ESPN. But, like, if these rankings don't matter, I think that's the tough part, is we feel like idiots and we feel like we've been gaslit for the entire season with these college football rankings week by week. When at the end of the day, it feels like those previous ones don't even matter.
Chelsea, going back, like, it's all for the networks. That's why they have rankings. They draw out those shows. They say, we're going to release the rankings at 5:30. 5:55, the rankings come out. Like, that's the thing with college football. Another thing is, like, if they talk, okay, fine, the head-to-head, yeah, that should matter. You lose to Miami, like, that Miami has the edge over you there. But you look at two lost teams, and Miami's losses were significantly worse. You lost to Louisville and you lost to SMU, where Notre Dame lost to two top-ranked teams the first 2 weeks of the season, one of those on the road in the rain, and you have a freshman starting quarterback. Like, does that go into effect at all? Doesn't seem to. So, like, I understand the argument of, like, the head-to-head, but you're right. Like, what's the point in the rankings all season long if the team that you have ranked higher than the other team doesn't make it in? If it's ultimately the head-to-head, like, if it's the head-to-head, then Miami should have been ahead of Notre Dame in the rankings throughout the last, what, seven rankings that were released.
Right. So it's one of those things that I think people will argue for the next 5 years over. So in the meantime, honestly, like, our opinion does not matter on this, but if you had your way, are there any tweakments that they should do? Because for me, I look at these rankings and I say, okay, how can we avoid some of these arguments? And, like, it's a year-to-year thing. Maybe we don't have this scenario next year. But when you look at, I feel bad even saying this because I do appreciate, you know, some parity and trying to put some of the smaller schools in. It just feels to me like in football especially, it's not a sport where you see the smaller schools competing with the big dogs. Like, does anybody see James Madison and think, okay, that's a team that can win a national championship? Like, I feel mean saying this, but honestly, I'm not a huge fan of like some of these games where in the first round we have like James Madison getting blown out, you know, by Oregon. And maybe it's not the case. And maybe I'm, you know, being too hard on James Madison. No. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I think for me, the future holds a rankings where it's simply the top 12 teams. And we do away with like the conference champions. And I feel like, why are teams going to be motivated to even play in a conference championship game? So I think that's probably where the future is headed for college football, because I do think there could be like some small tweakments, kind of like what we saw last year where they, you know, moved the seating around. Like, the format's still the same, but we did the seating a little differently, to where there are some things that could make it better, like that are very small changes.
Well, I think conference championships are going to start to matter less and less. Like, you look at BYU feeling like they got screwed despite because they lost their conference championship, or Alabama got blown out by Georgia and still in the playoff. I agree with you. I think that's the fix. But the thing is, we can't have fixes every year when the world goes mad because of the outcome that the committee decides. To your point of James Madison, like, I don't think they have a chance. They're 20.5-point underdogs to Oregon. Tulane is 16.5-point dogs to Ole Miss. Get two more competitive teams in there. Every other line for playoff games is like 1.5, 2.5. Maybe, do we have any threes out there? But like, it is like a field goal type game where these other two with the smaller schools, like, they're likely going to get blown out. It would be a massive, massive upset if James Madison or Tulane were to advance to the next round. I would much prefer to watch Notre Dame Ole Miss or Notre Dame Oregon, right? And even to get like a BYU Ole Miss, BYU Oregon, something like that. So, I mean, that would be the fix, is just to take the top 12 teams. But then it's like, what is your conference matter? What is your conference record matter anymore? Like, there are so many little nuances to all of that then that I don't know if that's ever going to be the option, is the top 12 teams.
Right, and it's so year to year. Because, like, this year, it is Miami and Notre Dame that are going back and forth. And you say, well, what about this? So it just feels like there's going to be a different problem every year. Like, say we fix it, and it's for this year's field and this year's scenarios. Next year, there's going to be totally different scenarios. And we're like, well, we didn't think of this, so we got to change it again. It just feels like there's never going to be a solution for college football, is like what it feels like to me. Because how long have we been arguing about this? I remember when I was in college and when I was in high school talking about the BCS. Like, this has been a point of contention for 20 years and probably longer than that. Like, you look at some of the championships that Alabama has claimed, and like, you have arguments where you're like, is that really a national championship? Should that really count to your national titles? So I don't know if it's a problem that'll ever be fixed, but I think your original point is well taken, that we talked about at the very top of this segment, is that this drama and these arguments is what makes college football great. Like, the chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, going into the weekend, that's kind of what a lot of people were hoping for. Like, how many people did you talk to that said, I just want chaos in college football? I just want whatever scenario to happen where things get jumbled up. And it's part of the fun.
Chelsea, I had to tell my husband that we're done talking about the college football playoff rankings because he wouldn't stop. And he's of the camp, like, he hates Notre Dame. He's just a Notre Dame hater. So, like, he was so happy that they were left out. But, like, for weeks, every time the rankings would come out, and especially leading up to this week, like, he just wouldn't stop about it. And I feel like that's every college football fan, but like, I just couldn't listen to it at home anymore. I'm like, well, I talk about it, I read about it all day, I don't need to hear it from you, dude, so we're done with this. But that's the beauty of college football. Like, you get all sorts of drama like that, and as much as like people don't want to admit, like, I think people like that. So the drama's gonna come every single year. You're right, we complain about the same things every year, and that's not gonna slow down anytime soon, even if they make arguments, because then guess what? You're going to have, if it was the top 12 teams that are taken, you're going to have that 13th ranked team say, well, we had better wins over, you know, XYZ. This win was more significant than this win. We had more comfort, like all of those things. It's never going to please everyone, but that's kind of the beauty of college football. There's drama to it.
Yeah. The only thing we don't need is teams opting out of bowl season, though. Like, that stinks. Because like it used to be, okay, you don't play in the big bowl games, that's fine. You go to Orlando or whatever, and you beat a team by 40, and that's how you prove people wrong. But instead, Notre Dame said, no, we're not going to the Pop-Tart Bowl. The Pop-Tarts Bowl is amazing. You should be thrilled to be invited to the best bowl game of the entire season. We got to get to break. Up next, it's our MVPs of the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We're back on a Monday edition of the Daily Tip. It is December 8th. I'm Chelsea Messenger. She's Kate Constable in for Jenks. In a few minutes, we'll hand out our MVPs of the weekend. And what a weekend it was. We have plenty of great candidates to choose from, whether it was college football, whether it's the NFL. I guess you could go another sport, but I'm certainly not doing that because my eyes were glued to football all weekend long. But Kate, before we get to our Monday MVPs, how about a team that's going in the opposite direction? And listen, as somebody who is a Titans fan, I will never root for the Indianapolis Colts, but it's still sad to see the direction that their season is going because now their quarterback, Daniel Jones, has officially torn his Achilles, and it looks like the rest of the season it's going to be Riley Leonard manning the ship for the Colts. So at one juncture in the season, the Colts had the best record in the AFC. They were beating the brakes off the teams that they faced. They were an all-around great team, one of the best scoring offenses in football. Daniel Jones had these great numbers where we thought that his career was taking a turn where he looked like a completely different quarterback. And then we've kind of seen this over the past few weeks where there has been rumors that Daniel Jones was not healthy. There was rumors that he had like a broken bone in his foot, that he was playing through it. And now he tore his Achilles. So like I see this and I say to myself, okay, he probably should not have been on the field. But if you're the Colts and it felt like this was the year, because think about it, like the Chiefs aren't really in the fold. You know, the Ravens, you know, kind of iffy there. And you look at the records of the teams in the AFC and you're like, okay, this is the year to do it. We're all in. We're going to put all our chips, you know, on the table. They went out and got Sauce Gardner. So the Colts really wanted to win this year. But when you have an injury to your quarterback and you don't have a great backup quarterback on the roster, it just feels like it is going to be a lost season for the Colts. Like, maybe not lost, because it's still going to be a great season. They should hang their hat on, you know, the improvements that they made this year. It just feels like they've gone from a contender to a team that I don't think people really trust.
No. Colts, in my mind, they're not making the playoffs. You look at the rest of their schedule. You go to Seattle, you play the Seahawks, you have the 49ers, Jags, and you end at the Texans. Like, that's a pretty brutal final 4 weeks of the season, especially with a third-string quarterback in Riley Leonard. And that's terrible. Like, you hate to see it for any team that's had success early on in the season and had a quarterback like the story of Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones early on in the year. Like, that was a phenomenal storyline too. Jonathan Taylor playing, I mean, at an MVP like level. Is that going to continue? Probably not. Not with the passing game that the Colts are about to have. So yeah, it sucks, but the Colts, they are not making the playoff. Third in the AFC South right now. And your starting quarterback goes out. Like, let's hope Daniel Jones, I mean, an Achilles tear, how many months does that take? He should just be ready maybe by the start of next season. Maybe the Colts can kind of run back the early season success that they had next season. But in terms of this year, like, it's a lost cause for Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those years. And it's sad to see, but that's the story of the NFL. Like, we see it all the time. The injuries can make or break your season. So it feels to me like success in the NFL is not just having a great team and a great franchise. It's also a little bit of luck and, you know, staying healthy for the entirety of the season. All right, so some of these guys that we're about to talk about, it feels like they don't need luck. All they need is pure grit, determination, and skill, because it was a great weekend for them as we hand out our MVPs of this Monday.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
All right. So, like I mentioned, it was a great weekend across the sports landscape. But for me, there was one man that stood atop the sports world over the weekend, and that is the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers football team, and his name is Kurt Cignetti.
Mendoza. Fade. Select. Corner! Touchdown, Indiana!
That is the sound of earth-shattering moves in the Big Ten. Because, listen, we know going into this game that Indiana certainly had a chance against Ohio State as, what, four-point underdogs in this game? It was supposed to be tight. But this is more of a macro conversation to where we knew Indiana football was just a few years ago. Like, this was a team that wasn't even considered to be a football school, and now they are your number one team in the nation after upending big, you know, the big bad Ohio State Buckeyes in the Big Ten championship game. So what Kurt Cignetti has done, because obviously you could look at anybody on the roster and say, okay, Fernando Mendoza kept him in it with some great throws, but I think it starts with the man in charge. And I don't think that anybody is going to sit there and say that Kurt Cignetti has not done the best job of any coach in college football, turning that program all the way around to be the powerhouse that it now is. So my MVP of the weekend is Kurt Cignetti. All right, next up, we're going to go to you, Kate. Who is your MVP this Monday?
Well, Chelsea, I think you are the MVP of MVP Monday, because you're right. Kurt Cignetti is the MVP of last week and what he did at Indiana. I'm going to go a little different route here. I hate that I am saying this. Words are about to come out of my mouth, but I'm going Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is my MVP Monday.
Warren, to fake it to him. Rodgers still has it. He's going to take off running for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers.
All right. This one, I could see where this could be a little confusing. Like, really, Aaron Rodgers is your MVP Monday? But this is more so because of the state that the Steelers were in going into this game, and at risk of having a losing record, more Mike Tomlin chatter. Aaron Rodgers goes out, throws 284 for a touchdown and a rushing touchdown. His first rushing touchdown since being a Green Bay Packer way back in the day. And the bigger deal in all of this is that it was against the Ravens. So the Steelers are now atop of the division in the AFC North. Minus 160 to win. Ravens plus 140. So the division has flipped in favor of the Steelers because of the performance Aaron Rodgers had yesterday. Mike Tomlin gets a little relief. Aaron Rodgers even said it after the game, like what this win did to Pittsburgh is hopefully get some of the, he used different words, but some of the reporters off their back this week. And so Aaron Rodgers, good performance, has his team positioned in the top of the AFC North. He is my MVP Monday.
I know that has to be hard for you, right? Since you're
it's
a
very
fan.
Hard. Yeah, it's really not good right now, Chelsea. I really hate that I'm doing this.
Well, at least the Bears have like some signs of life at least, and it's not because Aaron Rodgers is coming to a conclusion. It feels like he's not going to be MVP of much for much longer, but we'll give him his moment. All right, David, you're next. Who's your MVP of the weekend?
I'm not going with an individual here. I am going with the Illinois State Redbirds.
Rittenhouse caught by Presson, the two-point conversion. And the Redbirds, for the first time today, snatch the lead.
I picked them because Illinois State was a 22.5 dog in this game going into the game. They were down 28-14 with a little over 4 minutes left in the game. They score two touchdowns, and then the coach decides, why not? Let's go for two, win the game. They convert that two-point conversion. Illinois State takes down the number one seed and juggernaut, North Dakota State, in the FCS playoffs.
You're right. It feels like North Dakota State is in it every single year. So hats off to Illinois State. All right, Den, you are bringing up the rear here with what feels like a very familiar name to this segment.
Yep, we're going up north to the King of the North. My Monday MVP is Josh Allen.
No picks. He's pressured. He's got a ton of room. There goes Josh Allen through the snow into the end zone. Touchdown, Bills.
First and foremost, I love including a snow game into this because I love snow games. And Josh Allen, what he did yesterday against the Bengals and Joe Burrow was sensational. He returned to MVP form, which is something we hadn't really seen from him over the past few weeks. Four total touchdowns, three of them through the air, one of them with his legs. It was a 40-yarder in the snow with his legs. And Buffalo comes back scoring 21 in the fourth quarter to beat Cincinnati. And they kind of bolster their playoff chances. Not to say they would have been in danger had they been sitting at 8-5, but 9-4. Is a lot easier to stomach than 8-5 in a very congested AFC right now. So Josh Allen returning to form was sensational. He's my Monday MVP.
Yeah, I think the only thing that goes against Josh Allen is that he does this so often that we're like, yeah, but it's Josh Allen. This is what he does on a weekly basis. But I will say this, right now Josh Allen 14-1 to win MVP. Denton, is it worth a look, or do you think Drake May and Matt Stafford and company kind of have it locked up?
I mean, it might be worth a sprinkle because it's a pretty good number. I mean, you'd be an idiot if you're betting on Stafford now, especially the way that he performed yesterday. But at least you get somebody else in the graphic, because for such a long time it was just those two guys, and it felt like the next person was like 50-1.
Yeah, or Toyota-thon Jordan Love, because that's all you hear about now. It's like, have you heard about Jordan Love's stats during Toyota-thon? It's like, yes, we have. I don't think he's going to win MVP, though, because I think the case for Josh Allen is that we know he's fully capable of, like, six touchdown games, right? Like, if anybody's good at padding numbers, it is Josh Allen, but it's going to take a lot for Matt Stafford or Drake May to mess up these next four games if they're going to win MVP. So it was, you know, a great weekend. And I will say, I love the snow games. Tennessee had a snow game as well, even though, Kate, it's funny that all the highlights they showed of the Browns and Titans game, which, holy points bonanza, they actually scored points in that game. Every single highlight was of Shedeur Sanders. And I'm like, the Titans won. Can we get one highlight? But nobody cares.
Nope. Not when you've got, does he have a nickname that's, I don't even know. Not when you have Shedeur Sanders out there. I did love Chelsea. All the Titans players were like flashing their watches, their, you know, their wrists, like Shedeur Sanders does after they scored. It's like, okay, calm down. This is your second one of the season. But against someone like Shedeur Sanders, I would be doing the exact same thing because, you know, if Shedeur were playing great, he would have been doing the same thing as well.
Oh, he did that celebration. And it was funny to me that he was doing these like celebration moves when they were still down. And you're like, come on, man, you guys are still losing.
Read the room.
That's out of the Cam Newton playbook. Cam Newton used to do that all the time, and it drove me absolutely insane. All right, hour two is next to the show. We'll continue talking about football and Monday night's best bets between the Eagles and the Chargers. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.